episode of This Isn't the Place, the Utah dating podcast. We are joined here with the fabulous Mimi from Mimi's Cafe. Uh-huh. You heard it here first, folks. Yeah. She is the official, the one and only Mimi.
Sponsor
Mimi.
Mimi. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Mimi.
Yeah.
I'm 22. I've lived in Utah my entire life.
Incredible.
So I know all about it.
She knows it.
All the NCMOs, all the soaking.
Juicy that she wants to admit to.
Right. What do you do for a living?
I am an orthodontic assistant like Bailey. But we, But we don't work at the same place.
No.
But I love my job. It's so fun.
We went to school together.
We did.
Fun fact.
We are like best friends. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yay.
And what's your favorite thing to do with your life?
Hang out with me.
Oh. Period.
Yeah, that's one of them. I love to do my own nails. I love to watch K-dramas. I love to pickleball.
Love. And what's your social security or is that?
So it's actually there's the camera.
Cut the camera.
That's awesome. We're happy to have you, Mimi. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for letting me be.
Just a bit of housekeeping this week. We're going to be alternating people who come on the podcast each week, so you'll be able to get tons of different views, opinions, thoughts. And possibly social security numbers. I don't know.
Maybe. Kind of exciting to find out.
Put it on the dark web. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I should be branching into that.
Probably.
I feel a strong pull to being able to make some cash money. You feel?
Deja vu, maybe?
A little bit. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else to add, Bailey, in terms of housekeeping? Or?
I don't. I feel like last podcast was so fun.
Yeah.
And we got so many interactions.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Shout out to Nick with a CK.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, honey.
Keep doing it. You know what's interesting?
Oh, take it away.
Everyone wants to date Nick now. But why not us?
Everyone wants to date you guys.
We are the hosts of this show.
Because we're a bunch of broads who are sharing their opinion. And I don't think a lot of
heaven forbid.
Gentlemen dig that.
Heaven
Comment
forbid.
If I'm wrong.
Scared to shoot their
Comment
shot.
If I'm wrong.
I'm sick of it.
I am sick of it.
I am just sick of it. Anyways, that's all I have.
Love that. All right. Well, we're going to get into our first dating story of the week.
Yay.
This is submitted again by one of our fabulous listeners. So thank you for listening. And if you or someone you know has been diagnosed with mesothelioma and or a bad date, we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you so bad because we know you know somebody who has a bad dating story. We right here. You feel?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So this is from one of our fabulous listeners. Again, any and all personally identifying information. Wait, what?
Sorry.
We just made eye contact.
We just made eye contact.
Any and all personally identifying information has been removed to protect their safety. Because what?
We can't. We're so nice like that.
We are so nice. All right.
Oh, yeah.
So there was this guy in my ward.
First mistake.
I could not agree more.
Never date a wardy.
Well, okay, actually,
no.
I've got beef with that. Because if you don't date the people in your ward or in your general vicinity, where else are you going to meet them?
Hinge.
Girl, it's
That's
a dark place.
So true.
It's a dark. And how did that work out for you?
She's in a relationship because
gosh,
of Hinge.
What?
I have a boyfriend.
Hey, John.
Dismissed. John. She's not allowed back.
Get out.
Sorry,
success
guys.
Stories. We don't welcome that.
That's not okay here.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even know that. That's a happy thing.
Yeah, it's only been since Saturday, like officially.
So wait, what?
It's really new.
Oh,
yeah.
So we're fresh. ring before spring. Okay, so there was this guy in my ward that texted me out of the blue one day.
Been there.
Blue.
Why are you so obsessed with me? We ended up hanging out. Oh, the hangout culture. The hangout culture.
Not a date.
Not
it's
a date.
It's always a hangout.
Not it's a always date. A hangout.
Hang
why?
Out.
Why not just?
I feel like
let's go on a date.
Just because it makes it more laid back. I don't know. Like it takes the pressure off. That's what I feel.
I mean, yes.
True.
That's like the whole purpose of a NCMO. Like you know.
Yeah.
Takes the pressure off.
That's a good point. You can do one hangout to get to know
sure.
if they're chill enough
with a
you're
friend
right,
group.
You're right.
But after that,
it's a date.
Debatable.
Go on a fetching date.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Do you really want to tell your future children and or great grandchildren, yeah, I hung out with this shoddy a couple of times and then we Nick mode at Squaw Peak and then
we banged and now we're here. And that's the end of the story.
What happened to the great romantic?
Here's a rose.
Did it really start with hanging out? No. It started by walking by the window of their travel agency that they're working at. I'm talking to you, Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Ooh.
Where is it?
We're like at a cafe mysteriously reading a book.
Yes. And drinking
like,
a little cup
what are you
of...
reading? You're like, I don't know.
Yes.
A mystery book.
The amount of times I think of that, but it never happens. Because I'm always like so focused and looking so angry at my screen.
Yeah.
Or cackling like a witch on TikTok at Starbucks. It's not going to happen. Hot. It's not going to happen.
My RBF is flaming.
Flaming RBF. Yep. Flaming. We ended up hanging out and ended up having a NICMO by the end of the night.
Yeah, you did!
Reclaim your power. We had made plans to see each other later that week.
So a date.
The day we were going to hang out, this guy ended up ghosting me, and I never heard from him again.
No.
Shut the front door.
He just wanted to Nick Mo.
And Mo on over, like, you know.
Can you do that more?
And a lawnmower.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my land. So he ended up ghosting me and I never heard from him again. Fast forward a few weeks, I'm at church and I hear someone talking about the same guy who had moved to a different state. I then heard how this same guy who kissed me a few weeks earlier was engaged.
What? No.
I suddenly became really interested in this conversation. Rightfully so.
Go ahead and tune in.
Literally, my ears perk up.
What
you
the
know?
Heck?
My bangs move out of the way. My hair is behind my ear.
Huh? What was that?
Similar to like a meerkat in the Savannah. I'm like.
Yeah. like this.
Did I hear some tea? Did I hear some gossip? I suddenly became really interested in this conversation. I checked Facebook, and it turns out this guy had blocked me.
Okay. Well.
Okay, wimp. Which seemed really suspicious. Absolutely.
Baby.
I later find out from other sources that he had proposed to this other girl 5 days after he kissed me.
What? Oh my gosh. He was already in a relationship. He's
also
thinking of marriage.
Also, this wasn't just a little kiss. This was a straight up NICMO.
Yeah. You know what a NICMO is? You know how long those are?
No. I don't.
It was the absolute intent in your eyes. You're like, no.
No.
I would probably say, I don't know, if I'm going into my Google Calendar and blocking out a NICMO, I'd say a tight 30, 45 minute session.
NICMO. Hour, two, half an hour.
But this guy...
Is he that cute?
I'm like, do I have any new stuff to bring to the table? Maybe I could even shave it down to a tight 25.
A tight 25.
a corporate NICMO.
Like, I gotta go in 20 minutes.
I'm on the clock.
I want to talk about your performance.
Rate me on a scale of 1 to 10.
The day we were supposed to hang out when he ghosted me was the day he proposed to his now fiance and future wife.
Oh my gosh.
I was appalled. Period. Period.
Did she tell her?
I mean, he had been dating her when he kissed me, and I had no idea that he was in a relationship.
Sick.
Nast.
Sick.
First flag on the play.
Out.
Bing! He reached out to her.
Yeah.
Also, was this like, is this why Member Tools was created?
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
I mean,
Member Tools is an app that we use throughout the ward, and it's like a directory
with like addresses and numbers
of everyone in the ward. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's gross. Hmm. That's
reached gross. Out to her. Nick Mose proposes 5 days later. First off, we already asked Nick where men get the audacity. But this is a whole new level.
This
All right,
is like,
what's his name and address?
Let me pull up Tools. Hold on.
After this, I'm going straight there.
Give me a couple minutes. Yeah. I found out who this girl was that he proposed to and decided to reach out to her.
Good.
Brave.
okay,
very brave.
Sisters, we got to stay together. Yes. Okay. I told her that he had kissed me shortly. Again, Nick mode. Different from a kiss.
Yeah, not shortly.
This isn't like a little,
right?
You know, no, a little beso there, a little beso there.
No, it's full Goodbye. Mackin.
This is
on top of each other.
This is a full Mackin McDonald's order. I had told her that he had kissed me shortly before he had proposed to her. I don't. and that I simply would want to know this information if I were in her situation. She thought I was lying and didn't. think anything was the problem?
No.
Girl. Miss Thang.
If someone's telling you that,
Miss Thang,
why would she make it up?
A really great point.
Like,
a really great point. I know some girly pups.
Maybe she's
not
just
true girly pups.
In denial. The eight stages? Five stages?
The five stages of grief. Yeah.
Eight.
That's the 12 stages of grief.
And then she makes a comment. This is one reason why dating is so dang hard, because manipulation and deceit are so common, and you really have to trust that someone is telling you the full truth. Period.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm gooped and gagged.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
So with that last comment she said,
yeah,
I agree 100%.
100%.
Like 2 weeks ago, I made like a pact to myself, being like, you're never going to get married. Like, you're not going to get married because all men suck. And facts. I don't want to marry the wrong person.
Yeah.
Or marry the right person, and then a year or two down the road, he changes completely.
Oh my gosh.
That's my biggest fear.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why get like, why even try?
Yeah.
If that's even a possibility.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Here's also another thought, and I'm not sure how accurate or possibly politically correct this may be, because this was shared by my very conservative mother. God bless you. I love you. I love you
hey
so
girl.
Much. But she shared, men marry women thinking that they'll never change, and women marry men expecting that they will change.
That's so true. I've never thought of it like that.
And I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I kind of support it. I feel like that's also coming from a weaponized incompetence that's, kind of a place.
True.
Of like, the guy can't change. Actually, you can.
100%.
You absolutely can. So can women. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's absolutely terrible. Also, again, this is why dating in Utah / dating in 2024 is kind of impossible.
Not the place.
Because this isn't the place. That's 10 points. Ding, ding, ding. Maybe. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that story. Also,
that's awful.
I'm so sorry that happened.
That is absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible. And I know that this is not the first girly pup who has experienced something like this.
Not at all.
I mean, be so for real. Be so for real. He reaches out.
For real.
He reaches out. Nick Mo's proposes 5 days later. So
what's crazy is that they're in the same ward, and he like expects her like not to know. Like,
right.
That's crazy.
Like later when she found out, like that, you know, like that's just weird.
Also, that he blocked her.
Yeah, like
he knew he did something wrong.
Each other.
He knew he did something wrong.
Yeah,
you big baby.
Girl,
you know
there.
Who you not are.
Oh gosh.
Oh my land. Wow. All right, that's a killer first dating story.
Yeah.
Woof.
It's I feel bad for the future wife.
I feel bad.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Because also, how would you? I mean, you've trusted this person. You've gotten
that's
engaged
what I'm
to
saying.
This person. And then this woman comes out of nowhere and says, hey, actually, I've had a negative experience with your intended. And are you going to listen to me or are you going to listen to them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Such
and
a
you
hard
don't?
Position.
I don't know. I feel like I would have the toughest time. I mean, I've already got trust issues.
Hey,
daddy issues.
Hey,
honey. So, well, shoot. Okay. Well, that was our first dating story. Our second dating story is brought to you by Mimi, our guest this week.
Which one, guys?
I mean, I think the one that you told me about
with the knife.
Yeah,
that one. Okay,
a knife.
No. I think we could also go for
the Japanese
history
fetish.
One. The Japanese fetish one.
Which
let's we can start. start with the knife one first.
Okay, take it away.
So, this is me during my COVID era. This is me. I was very rebellious, okay?
Slay. Hey, girl.
Snuck out. Mom, I did not sneak out. And it was like 2 a.m. I met this guy on Hinge. We've been talking for like maybe 4 hours, okay? Yeah. And I was like, he's like, hey, let's hang out. Like, we can go on a drive or whatever. And I was like, yeah, that's fine.
You've been talking for 4 hours?
Probably.
Okay.
Someone like that. It wasn't okay. Even like, yeah. I was in my rebellious. I was like, I'm so cool. Okay.
Right.
I'm sneaking out of the house.
Forget the protocols. I'm getting out of this house.
Yeah. So he comes, picks me up, and then we're just driving around. We go to Flight Park like everyone does just to look at the view. That's all we did.
Uh-huh.
All right.
That's all we did.
All right.
And then he drove me off to like this overhead passing, like a concrete one, like over 215, like you can walk across it.
Sure.
So you walk across it, it's like cool or whatever, and I'm like, what if he could totally push me off of this right now and I could die. And I was like nah,
that only happens in the movies.
That only happens in the movies.
Here's also another point. I feel the anxiety when going on a date. I'm like, I could possibly die.
Oh, it's scary.
I think of all the possible ways that I could be killed. Guys, if you're wondering what girls are thinking about on a date, we're thinking about all the ways that you could possibly
kill us.
Kill us.
Not because we don't trust you or like not like you, but it's just like we have to think about that.
Yeah.
You know. Sorry, guys.
And then on the other half, I would love to, like, just, you know, shush my anxiety, but in a very real way.
But you have
when
to.
Those thoughts come up, is that intuition popping up?
Yep. So true.
So then we gaslight ourselves. Anyway, just for the concept of just trying to be nice. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Anyway, so we're like, well, what should we do now? And I'm like, well, it's getting kind of late. And then we're like, we'll just drive around a little bit more. So he's just driving us around. And then we stop at a gas station. I don't know why we stopped at the gas station. I can't remember that. It was kind of a long time ago.
Wanted to get some Nerds gummy clusters.
Did he need gas?
Sponsor us.
I don't remember.
Nerds gummy cluster. I'll tell you what.
I will tell you what with crisp Diet Coke. I would do
a whole line of those. Those are so darn good.
Oh, that was good.
Crisp Coke? Anyway, so you're at this overpass.
Okay,
so you're thinking he could probably kill you.
And then I was like, nah, he wouldn't do that, right? We're like, I was like young back then, okay, guys?
Sure. Mm-hmm. It was 2020.
Okay. Yeah. And then we're driving around. He like parks to this gas station and he's like, you want to hear something cool? And I'm like, sure. Like, what? He's like, I have a knife in here. I was like, and where?
Here's my question. Was that a euphemism? Was that just like a...
I didn't think of it like that.
I am packing a knife, if you know what I mean.
You want to see how big this knife is?
No.
Not very big.
Not
it's
really.
Like a little baby nail file Swiss Army knife.
Swiss knife.
I would have never known. I've never saw it.
Sure,
because I was like, no, I don't really want to see that. And he's like, it's right here. It's like in the middle console. And I was like, I'm good. I'm like, I need to go home. And then
I forgot I need to vacuum my room.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I need to get a car wash right now at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Oh my gosh,
that's so
a knife
scary.
In the middle console?
I know. And then he dropped me back off at a park near my house. And I was like, okay, I'm walking home.
He dropped you off at a park?
Well, he picked me up at the park because I was like, I'm not giving you my address.
Smart.
And then
smart.
Ever since then, I've been super careful about going on dates.
Good.
Because you just never know.
Knife in the center console. Do you have another story that could possibly top that?
Japanese history. That's the only one. I don't know if it can top it. Okay, once upon a time, we just met up at this cute little boba shop.
Yeah.
And we're hanging out. We met on Hinge at boba or tea, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he's chill. Like, we've been talking for, like, a few days. And he wanted to go on a date on that next week, Friday. But it was, like, we matched on a Thursday or something like that. So he's like, oh, we planned a date for Friday because that's the only day I could really do. And I was in St. George for the weekend. We get back home early, though. So I get back Sunday. And he's like, hey, I kind of don't want to wait till Friday. Like, we can just talk in person. It's, like, better in talking in person. Which, I don't... It is, but it isn't. I don't know.
I've got thoughts. Okay.
Yeah. And then, so we meet. I was like, okay, yeah, we can meet up for Sunday, whatever.
The way
like,
he was so eager.
He was super eager. And he was a normal dude over text. And then we show up. We're talking. We grab our drinks. And then we kind of just, like, walk around and, like, window shop and stuff like that.
Sure.
And he's, like, normal and stuff. And then he, like, starts asking. He's like, oh, so what, like, kind of Asian are you? Which, I mean, everyone always asks me that. Like, you know, whatever. Like, well, it's Utah, okay? You've never seen an Asian person before. Sure.
Utah, we don't have Asian people.
I'm one of the three.
Yeah.
So
is she wrong, though?
She's not. I'm like, I'm half Korean, half Chinese.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, that's cool or whatever. Then he goes on this whole tangent about Japanese history. And I'm like,
no,
is that what I said?
I know.
Is that what I said? No.
Let me get my 3-ring binder out. Let me write some notes while you say that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I was just like,
class is in session. Thank you so much.
We're walking around like 5 laps in a row. Like, we're just walking, and I'm like, how do I get out of this? And he just kept talking to me about this. Like, he's a cool person until he talks about Japanese history. And he just goes on and on.
Was he Japanese?
No, he's white.
What?
He's like one of the whitest men I've ever met.
No!
Yeah. She sent me a pic, and I said,
you can probably play the entire audio message I sent you.
He was a white man?
Yeah.
Telling you about Japanese history?
6'1" white man, yeah.
Why does that feel not?
Yeah.
You know what? Wait.
He's been to Japan tons of times.
You know what?
Oh, I'm sure.
He loves Japan.
Oh, I'm sure.
He loves Japan.
All white men should know about the Japanese culture. Okay? I'm just saying.
What?
Because then they can impress her.
A non-Japanese person.
A non-Japanese person.
That's so hot. I love it.
And go on a date with them.
Oh, yeah.
I was so concerned for a second, Bailey. I was like, wait, no.
Whisper Japanese history in my ear at night. Yeah.
She loves it. She loves it.
Oh, yeah.
Whisper sweet nothings.
I wouldn't even be able to tell you what he even told me because I just zoned out. And I was just like saying, cool. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
Mimi. Cool. No.
The entire
you didn't
time.
Just like leave the date?
Well, I was like, I don't know. Like, he bought my drink. I felt really bad because I was like, I was going to pay for my own drink because it's a first date. But I like, he bought it for me. And I was like, well, if I ditch him right now, I'm like, that just seems really rude. I don't know.
I got him out $3. What am I going to do?
I don't know. I think I'm just that type of, like, I overthink things. And I'm like, well, I'm like, I feel really bad. Like, let's just seek it out through. And I was like, this is my first Hinge date I've had, like, in a long time.
Yeah.
Because I took a break for, like, 2 years. And so I was like, well, it's fine. Like, whatever.
Oh,
but,
my
yeah.
goodness.
It was a whole thing. And he's just telling me about how his grandma's racist towards Asian people and how she sees an Asian person and she'll just say, konnichiwa or, like, ni hao or whatever. And he's telling me this.
It
like,
runs in the DNA.
I was like, I hope I never meet your grandma. Like, it was crazy.
Okay, let's also get into what is it like being
Asian,
not white.
That's awesome.
In Utah.
Oh, yeah. I get the greatest messages
of
on
course.
Dating apps about Asian, being Asian, Asian fetishes. They're like, oh, like I get so many of those. It's so disgusting. It's
ew.
Gross. I don't even want to say half of them because I don't know if they're even that appropriate. But
oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Ew!
When I had Mutual, I would get the worst ones.
Really?
For real?
Yeah.
So growing up in Utah, there was obviously for sure a difference.
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was crazy. Like middle school and elementary, there was literally 4 Asians in my entire school. Me, my brother, and then 2 family friends, and they were siblings.
Oh.
Okay. So
oh
like this is crazy.
Goodness.
Yeah. And so I also like growing up, I always felt like I was like, I wanted to be white so bad.
Really?
Like, that's just how it was. Like, I just wanted to be white so bad. I didn't care about being Asian. I didn't care about, like, celebrating or doing like, anything with my Asian side of the family. Even when I was with my Asian side of the family, I wasn't Asian enough. So it's, like, that difference where I'm around at school or around my friends, I'm not white enough for them. But when I'm around my, like, Chinese side of the family, I'm not Chinese enough for them.
Ugh.
So it's just kind of that awkward middleness.
Yeah.
And growing up, it was just, like, me trying my hardest to, like, I always had to be on top of trends. I always had to have the nicest things because I'm like, I need to be cool. Like, I want to fit in. Not that I wouldn't have fit in, but I was just like, that's how it was. And I was always seen as like, oh, yeah, I have an Asian friend. Like, I'm just the Asian friend. I'm not just like, oh, yeah, she's one of my good friends. I'm like just the Asian friend, you know? Yeah.
That's so sad.
But COVID was awful.
I'm literally speechless.
COVID was awful. When we would go to the stores, everyone would just stare at us, purposely stand away from us. And I'm like...
Oh my god!
Oh, no, we're all wearing our masks and stuff like that. Like,
stop.
I get social distancing and stuff like that, but you're obviously giving us dirty looks and saying while you're walking past us. That's like disgusting. You know what I mean? So.
Oh my gosh! So typically we talk about dating culture, a specific thing about the dating culture inside of Utah and why it's so terrible. And I feel. And I feel like specifically this week we're talking about the internal need to get married
and
to settle down so fast in Utah. For anybody outside of Utah, if this reaches you, It is.
The culture is so weird.
I mean, you're 25, and just like in Pride and Prejudice, you've no money, no prospects, and you're already a burden on your parents. Like, that's
I've never the understood feeling
that you it's have here.
It's so real.
Like, why are you getting married just to be broke?
Right. Or why are you, why, like, why you getting married so years? Young? You yeah. don't even know yourself. That's I was crazy. Engaged at 19.
you
19,
were?
I was childbirth. Absolutely. I had one semester of college under my belt.
Wow.
And anyway. But I mean, I didn't even know myself. I really don't understand where this pressure comes from and why we're perpetuating it. I think as young adults, as people who are actively dating, we absolutely have the opportunity to change this pressure that we have about getting married.
Yeah,
why?
Totally.
Why?
It just keeps rolling back. It's yeah. always, I feel like it's always going to be, oh, you're 22?
You're not married? It's like, why do I what have are you to get married? Like, why can't I just live my life yeah. for a minute and then get settled down?
Because literally anywhere else below 30 is like, why would you get married?
Like, that's yeah. so
that's
stupid.
So young.
Literally anywhere else.
Have you done anything? Have you seen the world? Have you done what you want to do?
That's literally what I tell everyone who's like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Why are you leaving the country for 3 months? Why are you traveling?
Because like, I can.
Because yeah. I want to.
I have yes. the freedom to do that.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
not, I don't have to pay for some other person yeah. to just drag along.
No.
Like, I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it makes me fumed.
Absolutely fuming, babe.
I'm fuming, babe.
But yeah. also, that's cool that if you met someone that young and you're like, oh, my soulmate. Like, I guess that's cool. It's awesome.
I will also preface this. I would love to be in your shoes.
Yeah.
I would love that. But at the same time, I'm also still trying to figure myself out.
Yeah.
We're at the quarter life crisis moment. I had yeah. my quarter life crisis 2 years early. I'm ahead of my time.
Yeah, okay? You are.
I am so mature for my age that I had my quarter life crisis early.
1.5 speed.
Yeah. Yay! Let's go. Cruising through this, babe. But I don't know. I don't understand why we have to settle down so quickly or focus on like fast engagements, fast dating,
oh, yeah.
fast. Whoa. I mean, whoa.
Like the 3 months of dating?
Literally, Allie and AJ, whoa. Whoa,
that's
whoa.
So weird.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mm-mm. You don't even have benefits at that point at a job.
Wow. But I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just like a lot of my cousins have gotten married.
Yeah.
And they're all younger than me.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
I'm one of the only cousins who's not married.
And yeah. you probably feel that pressure from, like, your
yeah!
family. Because they're like, well, why are they married and you're not? Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, but you're yeah. only 22.
Yeah. Exactly. yeah. And that's what I've been getting for months.
That's yeah. so annoying.
Like, when I go to, like, a wedding or something.
Yeah.
So are you dating anyone? No.
Why
not?
Why is it any of your business? That's why I hate when the first thing a family member comes up to me. Are you dating anyone?
Like, why does it matter?
Why is that your first thing to ask me?
Why yeah. do I need to have a man by my side at yeah. all times?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. I can stand for myself.
Yeah.
I can drive my car.
I would
car.
Also love them to shove me against a wall, but...
You know...
You're right.
You're right.
But also that's what a NICMO's for.
you don't get slammed against a wall during a NICMO. NICMOs yeah. are usually in the car.
Well...
Oh.
No? Oh.
Anyways,
as a professional,
take it away.
I've done this once or twice.
I've been around the ye olde block.
Double digits now.
Coming upon the
okay,
three.
Okay, pro Nick Mower.
Remember that. I stand on business.
That's so funny.
She's a pro.
Yeah. I can applaud the people who feel confident in their decision
yeah,
to get married.
Of course.
Who decide to have children. I think at my current place in life, I couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
And it amazes me that they can at my age. And I, you know, it kind of makes me wonder, I'm like, is there something wrong with me? Am
no,
I doing something
wrong?
And there's not.
It's just the culture here.
Oh,
that's
my
the only
goodness.
Reason, the pressure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anywhere else you'd be seen as normal.
Yeah. It's a difficult, I mean, two sides of the coin because... On one side, everybody wants to be taken care of. Everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to find their person and be seen.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then on the flip side, everybody wants to have independence and freedom and the ability to choose. And I feel like in Utah, it's either you're on this side or you're on this side. Mm-hmm. And you can't necessarily have both. And I wish that was totally different. I wish that was totally different. But I mean,
I'm moving to Oregon. I hate this place. Yeah.
To do is this podcast just supposed to go up in flames?
Yeah, probably.
Oh my Bailey. God, what's my pickleball with? Who's gonna pickle my balls?
I'll pickle your balls.
You will?
Yeah.
I'm working late.
Cause I'm a singer.
That song has been playing rent free in my mind.
I think that's gonna bring us to our weekly obsessions.
Okay, perfect.
What are you talking perfect. About?
Things that you've been obsessed with.
This past week. Just this week. One, obviously that song.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Her new one. Please, please, please.
Okay. Please. I don't love it.
Oh, no.
I'm turning your microphone off right now.
I think that's a good idea.
Please, womp please, please. So good.
She also thinks Charlie Puth's like the hottest person in the world.
Whoa.
No, you think so too?
Absolutely, I do.
Oh.
Mimi.
How many barks?
You don't think Charlie Puth's attractive? Have you seen the lipstick cover?
The way she showed me pictures of him, and I was like, yeah.
That's a white man from Utah.
That's a white man from Utah. No, literally, he looks like a white man from Utah.
No, offensive. A white man from Utah is lanky,
white
Gumby
man
body.
From Colorado.
Yeah,
definitely Colorado.
Yeah, I would even say maybe a Las Vegas.
He's all right.
Oh, for sure.
He's a little bit more edgier. City boy.
He's a little
energy.
Oh yeah.
You see
his eyebrows slit. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
I just don't get it.
Okay, actually. obsession this week. This is another mutual promo. You're welcome. Mm.
Mutual.
They have this new feature that is speed dating.
On Mutual?
On Mutual. Yeah. And it's only right now, it's only in like sessions. Yeah. Wow, I'm giving them a full promo.
So how
You're
does
welcome.
This work?
So it was this past, I think, Sunday. And so from like 7 to 10 p.m., people go on the app and then you scroll through people's pictures who are online and then you can send them a message request. And if they accept, then
you can text.
You can chat for 5 minutes. And then after chatting for 5 minutes, then you decide whether or not you want to match.
That's really nice because then you can talk back and forth instead of having to wait 10 hours for their response.
The bar was set so low on Sunday. I'm on Mutual. I am looking for somebody who was above 5'9". I'm 5'9". Okay? I'm looking for somebody above 5'9".
Okay, Short King.
For me, yeah, right. Again, the bar, this was it.
Tall King
at
for
least
life.
At least above 5'9".
Yeah, Bailey. 5'9". He's not over 5'7". Not 5'7".
He's not over 6 foot. I don't want it.
No.
Above 5'9", religion is important to me.
Okay.
So, goes to church.
Well, on Mutual, too.
That was it. Those were the two things I was looking for,
okay? Barca on the floor.
Okay. Seriously. I appreciate the invitation, but it wasn't a great fit. Thank you and good luck. It wasn't a great fit. I matched with some guy. His name was Parker.
Parker.
And I said, all right, give me your top three things that you're looking for right now. Because we had
good
matched.
Question.
She's so good at questions.
He leaves the chat.
Yeah. What? Immediately? He doesn't want to.
Immediately.
He doesn't want to say. He doesn't want to admit.
It wasn't a match. I appreciate the invitation, but it isn't a great fit. Thank you and good luck. Request timed out. Looks like they're not responding. Delightful. That was my obsession past week.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
Can I please see his profile?
I want to see.
Can I please see a screenshot of his first photo?
Of course. Go ahead and take a scroll, ladies.
Oh, I scroll right? Wait. Is it the same guy? Wait, I'm confused.
Wait, go.
Why does everyone look the same?
Wait, is this the same guy?
No.
Okay, so it's just this guy?
Yeah.
Which one is he?
That was one guy.
Sorry.
That was one guy.
Which one
is it him or his dad?
Sorry. He's cute.
And then keep going.
X.
Oh,
X.
Megan.
Listen!
Thank you and good luck.
Listen.
horrific. I'm not one to judge.
It was 5'9", a church girl who goes to church and reads her Bible. You feel like, you know. I know the face. Okay.
I love going on other people's dating apps. It's my favorite game. Going on Bailey's, any of hers, it's my favorite game in the world.
I'm also going to add, and this is gonna be an emotional moment. So we're gonna dive into it.
Strap in.
I think in a very real way, plus size girlies. All right,
I'm good just shat on.
Yeah, and I just have a genuine question. Why do we not get a chance?
I also wonder if it's just because Utah, the preference is skinny, orange, blonde girl.
Blonde girls.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Flat as a pole. Like, that's just what the preference is here.
I just don't. And again, I also recognize that lifestyle-wise, it may not align. I respect that. But if solely it's only based off of, and this is, and okay, I'm imagining guys are probably going to get inflamed listening to this as well. And nope. I don't know how to navigate that because
that is tough.
In a very real way, I know that I'm a really great person. I know that I've got a banging personality and I'm funny and I'm kind and I'm loving.
You and guys have you no have, idea what you're missing.
No. Yeah. You have the best personality.
God bless.
Like, what is happening?
In a very real way. I'm so sorry. One second.
Keep going. I'm just going to keep raising my hand.
Teacher.
please.
Me.
Pick me for a heads up 7-up. But I don't understand. Is it really that much of a problem? Is it really that much of a problem to be dating or go on a date with a girly pop who is plus size? Again, is that a huge problem? I recognize that there are choices that have led me to being plus size. I'm working on that actively. But until then, does that really then...
But there's nothing wrong with being plus size.
Does that really make me not worthy of men's attention or love? Which, again, the audacity that I'm even seeking that irritates me that I'm attracted to them.
But it's such a real feeling, though.
No, yeah.
I don't know. Does that really just disqualify somebody that you just... No, she's fat. She can't, you know.
Disgusting.
Anyway, go ahead.
Here's my comment.
Yeah.
I think because we live in Utah, why it's such a big thing of tall, blonde, skinny girls. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of guys who watch a lot of porn.
Ooh.
And I think
I think they're
looking at these girls and being like, that's what I want.
They have these unrealistic expectations and standards. Yeah.
And these, no offense if you're skinny, blonde, and tan, not.
We love you. Yeah, all the girly pops.
You're perfect.
We love you.
I want to be you.
Yeah. But also they're.
How does it feel?
They're looking. Must be nice.
Yeah.
They're looking at plus size people. Like, that's not what I see on my TV. That's not what I want.
I don't understand why it disqualifies, why I'm automatically disqualified. A very tender thing that I'm dealing with right now is I don't know how to manage. I don't know how to manage that because I would love to get attention from guys who I find attractive, but those gentlemen just aren't interested in a plus size girly. Which again, I don't get it.
It's tough. Especially if you are like, you feel good about yourself and you're like, I'm a great person. Like, why is this not working out for me? And then that's just really hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Which actually leads me to an idea of a dating app is similar
are
to.
Are we new creation?
Yes, I say so.
We're inventors.
Is that we create an app similar to the concept of Love is Blind. You know this? Love is Blind. Yeah. So the dating app idea that I had is similar to Love is Blind, where you answer a bunch of questions and you just talk to each other and photos depixelate as you continue to get to know somebody.
That's a great idea.
Cool.
That's a great
Thank
idea.
You. And then it's only like you ask certain questions and you have to answer the certain questions that are automated by the app to depixelate the image. And only until you've been talking, like once you've established questions or a connection, then it shows the picture. And then from that point, you either decide if love is blind.
That's a great idea.
That's a really good idea.
You need to get that. I gotta
get that cooking.
Yeah.
I've also got a bone to pick with the actual Love is Blind TV show. Dude. If they pick objectively hot people, and the objectively hot people are like, no, I don't think Love is Blind. Girl, you're hot. You guys are objectively attractive. You can't say is love really blind with objectively hot people.
That's true.
And it really irks me that every single Netflix show, like reality show, they're always like the big butt, big boobs, huge lips, small nose, blonde.
That's what gets people to watch it. That's why.
But it's just,
how are we supposed to compete?
Nope.
Can't. How are we supposed to live? In these conditions.
How am I supposed to live, laugh, love in these conditions?
I'm not.
I'm
barely living.
I'm laughing.
I am laughing.
Life is so expensive and I'm not even having a good time. I'm not even having a good time.
Why am I here right now?
Oh, another weekly obsession. Little cheesecake things at Costco, like the little individual ones.
Actually, I'm going to add this on. I think in all dating profiles, they should ask, do you have a Costco membership or not? Because I want to filter the brothers who've got their life together. You
it's
feel?
Not even mine. You it's my feel? Parents.
Executive membership.
Okay,
this is our segment of date ideas, so that you're not just doing the classic ice cream interview date in Utah, which is all too popular. Mimi, take it away. What date night ideas do you have for our audience?
She's got a list.
She's got a list. Me and my boyfriend made this list today.
Cute.
So first one is the H Mart trip, because the H Mart just opened up.
What's H Mart? Is an H Mart.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Just kidding. It's like a Korean market. But think of like a Harmon's Nice Mart. Like a nice, nice. Harmon's Asian market. It's like really nice and clean.
Love it.
So just that.
Anyway. Not like Ocean Mart?
No, it's like nicer than that. Like it's like Harmon's Nice. Like Harmon's versus Walmart. Like
Bougie?
You know?
Yeah. Do a little grab ingredients and then do a little, what's it called? Chopped moment where you make a dish and like whose dish is on the chopping block.
Yeah.
For like that's a date cute. Night. That would be fun.
That'd be so cute. That'd be fun. My cookies aren't very good. Oh. Well.
Anyways. Number two.
Number two. The Garfield movie. Sorry, guys. Okay, let me get further in. Let me
buy lasagna and watch the Garfield movie.
I think an arcade date is really fun. That's really fun. If you are getting to know someone. Arcades? Yeah.
I love arcades.
I heard that. Arcade and I'm like,
oh, arcade.
Arcade. Perfect.
Yeah. Those
arcade
so
dates
fun.
Are also very fun because then you get like the stupid little trinket that somehow becomes so like day one of your relationship. Like that's the token that represents
me
it.
Me and Nick. Mm-hmm. We have a
with
little.
With a CK?
With a CK. We have a little matching Pac-Man thing.
Oh, cute.
So cute. So it's me, Nick, and Lizzie. We all have these little Pac-Man keychains.
A little thruffle. What did you say?
What did you say on this day?
Sidewalk talk's fun. Our
cute. Yes.
My first date with him, we did slime. We made slime, and it was really bad, but that was really fun.
That was really fun. Cute.
I'm gonna jump on your chalk date night idea. I'm not gonna suggest a group hang. I'm gonna suggest a group date. Okay, you make chalk paint.
Chalk paint.
Because honestly, the texture of chalk. Frigs me the frig out.
What's chalk paint?
So
just,
you
like wet paint, like wet chalk.
Yes, yeah. So you just paint, like get like some brushes from the dollar store, or you can also do. I think it's like cornstarch, water, and some food coloring. Make
and
sure
it works?
It's water based. Yeah,
that's
I made.
Fun.
Let me show you a picture. I made. This was quite a few years ago, but I made the Tangled Sun.
Cornstarch. Wait, that looks so good.
Right.
Oh. You will do that.
Yeah. She's an artist.
She's a runner. She's a track star. Hey. So that's one date night idea. A second date night idea that I had, I threw a bachelorette party last night, and I took the girlies pole dancing.
Oh, yeah. How was
fun.
That?
It was freaking awesome. But I want to add to that, go and do a class together. Either the place we went to was the Salt Mine Arts Collective, which was super awesome. They were great. Of taking like a dance class together. That would be super fun.
That's fun.
Or doing like a aerial silks.
When we did hot yoga. As a class,
that would be so fun. Hot yoga.
Me and Mimi did hot yoga one time.
We were deceased. Literally clowns in that place.
They're like, they knew we were. Oh, this is your first time.
They're like, oh, you sure you want to do this? We're like, it's free. Yeah, we're going to do it.
Yeah, it's free. It's hot yoga.
Yeah.
How hard can it be?
We're hot. Yeah. We're doing yoga.
They literally took air from hell. Like they,
no, they do. They sizzle it up.
They took and then bellow, they
blast bellow. It.
Yeah, it's so bad.
And we were right under the heater, too.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. We thought we're in the back. We're in the front.
So we're looking like dumb, stupid idiot.
Well, and they're like, you can take a break anytime. No one's taking a break.
No one's taking a break. So I'm like,
we're dripping in sweat.
Disgusting.
Everything's soaked. It was so bad.
But your guys' skin looked really good afterwards, right?
No.
Really?
No.
The day after?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Probably got acne because I was sweating so much.
It is 1 a.m. in the morning. We have just barely finished recording our third episode. Mimi, thank you so much for coming on and joining us and giving us some wonderful perspective. Also, some thoughts on Hinge profiles and what not to do.
Yeah.
So we appreciate you so much for coming on. And remember, you're not alone. The pioneers had bad dates. Even the pioneers had bad dates.
Rest in
the
peace.
The pioneers.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So. I can't imagine how bad it was for them.
I mean, shoot. Want to go to the rock quarry?
You want to go down to the river?
Yeah. Is this okay?
Do you mind if I touch your hand? Anyways.
They're at church on Sunday. They're like, and he brushed my hand. You whore! You whore!
Go talk to the bishop right now.
Sinner!
We can't do this.
Witch!
Swipe right,
live right, and stay out of trouble, Utah. Bye!
Bye.